I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. On August 21st, a giant shadow will sweep across North America, the first total solar eclipse in the continental U.S. since 1979, and the first to run from sea to shining sea since 1918. Western North Carolina is situated in the path of totality, and hotels and viewing spots are quickly selling out. In preparation for the astronomical event, Blue Ridge Public Radio is hosting a science art competition for middle, high school, and community college students in the region. I spoke with local astronomer Stephen Martin about the upcoming eclipse.
It's really one of the wonders of nature. Seeing an eclipse is like nothing else you've ever experienced. Having the experience of the moon cover up the sun is both terrifying. You can see why ancient peoples were terrified of these events, but also spectacularly enriching. I mean, it's almost a spiritual experience to see the sun disappear, the moon covered up, the sun's corona shining brightly, planets, constellations, a 360-degree sunset. It's really a magical experience. And then, just like that, it seems like it's gone.
Let's talk a bit more about that. Help us understand what is happening during a solar eclipse.
Yeah, so an eclipse is a particular configuration of the sun, the moon, and the earth all being in line in a very special way. All right, so there's two times in the year called eclipse seasons when this is possible, but the circumstances aren't always right for a total solar eclipse, which happens on average maybe roughly once every 18 months. So when this happens, the sun, the moon, and the earth are exactly lined up. The moon covers up the sun's disk. The earth is right in the moon's shadow. And only particular parts of the earth will see a total solar eclipse. Most of the rest of the earth will see a partial solar eclipse. So this line called the center line, which is where the moon's shadow called the umbra crosses the earth, is a very special place to see a total solar eclipse.
Western North Carolina will be in that magical spot, right?
Yes, yes. We're so fortunate. And there hasn't been an eclipse in North Carolina since 1900, and not one in Western North Carolina since even before then. So it's been well over 100 years since this area's seen an eclipse. So this is a very special occasion for this area.
Let's talk more about the path, west to east.
Yeah, the eclipse begins off the coast of Oregon, crosses across the northern states, across the Rockies, over the Great Plains, and then across the south through Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, and then goes back out to sea in Charleston a little bit later.
One of the cool parts of the eclipse is we'll be able to see the sun's corona, which I know we can't see right now without special instruments.
So the corona it's beautiful. It's the outermost layer of the sun, which we don't normally see. It's always out there, but the sun's visible surface called the photosphere is always much, much brighter, so we don't see it. It's a pearly type color that you've never seen anything else in nature like it. So it's got streamers coming off. Occasionally you'll see fountains of fire coming off the sun from behind the moon. Very, very eerie and just very, very beautiful.
So for most of us, a total eclipse is something really cool to see, but sounds like there are a lot of scientific opportunities.
Well, it's a big area of research in terms of the sun's dynamics, how it works, how energy gets transferred. And so there's a lot to be learned about that, including about plasma physics, which may be some way that we actually generate electricity here on Earth. We'd love to generate energy using fusion, which is what the sun does. And studying the sun's corona is a chance to study plasma, you know, in its natural state and just to see how it behaves. The other thing is that in 1919, there's a very famous solar eclipse, which was researched by Arthur Eddington, where he was out to prove Einstein's general theory of relativity. And so they did these expeditions around the world. They made very careful observations of stars near the sun during the 1919 eclipse. And what they found was that the stars' positions had shifted because of the sun's gravitational field. The sun's gravity had bent light around itself because it had so much gravity, and just as Einstein had predicted. And so they were literally seeing stars which were normally behind the sun, right by the sun. So their light was being bent around the sun so that we could see it. And this was our first observational evidence of Einstein's theory of relativity. And after that, Einstein became, you know, a household name, you know, a physics rock star, and we all know his name as a result. But solar eclipses were linked to confirming Einstein's general theory of relativity.
Wow, what an interesting fact. As an astronomer, as a physicist, what are you interested in?
I love seeing the solar corona and just what it looks like. I love seeing constellations during the daytime. This is going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll see Venus, we'll see Mars, we'll see Jupiter, we'll see Mercury. In the middle of the daytime, we'll also see the constellation Leo, right? The sun is in Leo. So if you're a Leo, this is your chance to actually see your constellation during the daytime.
So people will have their eye on the sky, but what about around us? I'm thinking about the environment, specifically animals, nature?
Well, things cool down. So eclipses actually change the weather around them. So clouds can form or clouds can dissipate as a result of the eclipse. Animals think it's sunset, so birds begin chirping. Animals begin behaving as if it's sunset. It's a very disorienting effect. And it's such a rare wonder of nature.
Astronomer and educator Stephen Martin, thanks so much for giving us this great background on the eclipse. What an exciting event that embraces art, science, and so much more. It inspired us. Blue Ridge Public Radio has received a grant from the American Astronomical Society to host an art science competition around the eclipse. We're inviting students in middle, high school, and community colleges to use the eclipse as inspiration to write a poem, draw or paint a picture, or create a sculpture. Details can be found on our website, bpr.org.